Former municipal politician, accountant and Laurentian University instructor James Austin Davey passed away at the age of 76 on September 7 as a result of complications of Parkinson's. Davey, who was born in Sudbury and went by his middle name of Austin, worked as a chartered accountant for Thorne Riddell, and then began his 41-year teaching career at Laurentian University, opening his private accountancy business in 1984. The passion for teaching led him to provide further instruction for the School of Accountancy at York University. At his final session, the students gave him a standing ovation, unaware that this was his last, his obituary said. Davey was also involved in municipal politics, serving as a regional council member prior to the creation of the Amalgamated City of Greater Sudbury, and serving as a Greater Sudbury City Council for the 2000-2003 term. Austin always exuded a vibrant love of the North, said his obituary. This commitment to the North was why he lived here and why he offered his services to the city by running for council. That experience was preparation for later working on various boards, Sudbury Hydro Board and the Water Quality Board. Throughout, he never tired of expounding his views on politics, both regional and international. Davey is survived by his wife of 49 years, Jane Davey, three children and four grandchildren. While he pursued his multifaceted career, he never lost sight of his role as provider for his wife and family, said his obituary. He married Jane Webster in July 1972 and convinced her it would be fun to spend their honeymoon traveling by powered canoe along the Moosewani River to Moose Factory. With that memorable event over, he then argued for boats, planes, cars, and dogs. He loved speed and freedom. Then came the children, and his passions became gentler, more observing, and oriented to providing experience and opportunities for these precious beings. His perception of fatherhood was to provide for his children, guide them back into the fold when necessary, and extol their achievements. It wasn't always hands-on, but there were no limits to his love when it came to protecting them. A celebration of life for Davey takes place at the Jackson and Barnard Funeral Home at 3 p.m. Thursday, September 16. Service details are available through his obituary.